What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Happy Tuesday. Hope you are staying out of the weather. It is blown through for the most part. Sue, is that a fair statement to say for the most part? Metro
I'm not
East
sure,
is
Mike.
Still getting hammered,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Yeah, and I think it's just kind of, it's not moving as quickly as you would think.
It looked like it was still moving through pretty good.
There's more behind it. It seems to be a little bit lighter, but it's still green.
So we've still got a light rain in the area, not as bad as the thing that blew through pretty bad where we couldn't really see out the window for a little while.
True.
So hopefully it's going to pass. The Cardinal game is going to get in, and who knows? The Cardinals may actually win. They're trying something different tonight. You like that? We'll see how that goes. John Seiler is joining us on the guest line. It's always good to talk to John. He's a director of higher education policy and a senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. John, thanks for making some time to join us today.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.
You know, it's interesting that your article was talking about how DEI bureaucrats control university hiring. And right before the top of the hour, we were just having a conversation with the St. Charles Community College and what community colleges are doing and how they're looking at things completely different. But you're seeing some folks at the university level that still can't seem to get over the DEI portion of how they were doing things.
That's right. And so what I discuss in my article is a large trove of documents that I acquired through a records request. That's what I do a lot of. That's how I do a lot of my journalism. And these are grant proposals and a lot of faculty emails that show how hiring has been done at universities. And I happen to have had conversations with professors that confirm that, yeah, this has happened pretty much everywhere for a long, long time. What happens is that every stage in the university faculty hiring process at many universities across the country, both elite ones and, you know, very much non-elite universities, administrators come in and they monitor the candidate pool, the shortlist, the finalist slate to make sure it's sufficiently diverse. And if it's not, they can threaten to pause the search, delay the search, or even just outright cancel the search, which gives them a huge amount of control over a really important part of what faculty are supposed to do, which is hire other faculty. And I think it's a really interesting component of just the way that universities have operated and the way that, you know, the hiring of tenurable professors has been politicized and corrupted over the years.
So I've never really understood the whole thing behind, DEI, especially from a hiring standpoint? I mean, is the theory behind it, and granted, I don't get it. I'm already telling you that up front. But is the theory behind that that they think they get a wider variety of opinions? Like, what are they going for here?
Yeah, I mean, that's a question with a lot of complicated answers. I mean, on one hand, the whole diversity paradigm came from a Supreme Court decision in the 1970s that allowed for affirmative action in admissions, or at least sort of set the stage for affirmative action in admissions, by saying that there's an educational benefit to racial diversity because that provides, by proxy, kind of a diversity of perspectives. And so the idea, the initial idea, the thing that made diversity kind of a buzzword in higher education was that racial diversity kind of means that you'll end up getting viewpoint diversity. But what's really interesting is that over the years, universities have sort of inverted that. Viewpoint diversity is not really a popular thing to talk about amongst advocates of DEI. In fact, a lot of them will say that that's missing the point. A lot of them simply think that racial diversity is an important thing to pursue in and of itself as a part of a larger kind of social justice mission, either as a way to uplift underrepresented minorities, or maybe as just a kind of moral mandate that certain groups that have historically been mistreated now need to be boosted up by these sort of artificial bureaucratic mechanisms. And that, I think, is what DEI basically is. It's an attempt to make sure that more underrepresented minorities get hired, get promoted, and get advancement. And it does, I would emphasize, it confers a lot of power to the administrators who are carrying out these policies because they have a sort of moral imperative behind them, and they have the ability to get in the way of normal administrative processes. They can say, no, we're not going to continue with this hire until you, the department, have done certain things that we, the administrators, are telling you to do.
Are you seeing pushback on this? And the reason why I ask that is, so in Missouri, we just got a new governor last year with Mike Kehoe, and one of the things going into his policy was he was going to get rid of DEI throughout Missouri state government. Obviously, in the education world, it's pretty baked in to who they are, and I think your research and your article really points that out. But are you seeing that? Is this happening more at universities in blue states than red states, or is it still very pervasive no matter the politics of the state?
That's a fascinating question because there are layers to the pushback. I would say across the board, even among predominantly liberal, predominantly progressive faculty, these kinds of policies are often just unpopular.
Really?
Even you know, professors in historically progressive departments, they don't necessarily like having someone else from a different part of the university come in and tell them what to do. Now, the caveat is that because universities have prioritized this kind of hiring, and specifically actually less on kind of the racial preferences side of things and more on the ideological side of things, because universities have for so long instituted a kind of ideological litmus test in their hiring, there is a faction of professors who see this as, I in my interpretation, a way to gain power, a way to get their agenda across. And so while actually I would say a lot of university professors have come around and kind of see the flaws in DEI and would agree with some of the critics of the universities, there's a powerful faction, and I would say a minority, but still a very loud and very powerful minority within the university that is very much committed to this idea that the university really should be a place for pursuing social justice. It should be a place for pursuing activism. And activism, even if that means, sacrificing other goals. So I would say there's been tremendous pushback. This is actually a very promising time for pushback, where universities in California and Michigan and private universities have made serious reforms that are not just cynical ways to placate the Trump administration, but are actually reflective reforms based on serious critiques. But at the same time, yes, there is still a huge problem because DEI is in many ways about recruiting personnel, and the people who have been recruited to universities for the last two decades, a lot of them are activists and a lot of them are not going to let go of power easily.
So what are they seeing as a fallout of these practices? I'm sure there's got to be something that goes along that says, well, as long as this policy has been pervasive at this particular university, we've seen this go up or this go down. What kind of metrics are they using to judge the implications of this?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tricky question because I think a lot of people, a lot of people who are invested in higher education come at this question of metrics from a very different perspective. If you think that the purpose of higher education is to teach students and allow faculty to pursue the truth wherever that takes them, then your metric for success is going to be, you know, academic excellence. It's going to be student performance. It's going to be, on the faculty side, the ability to speak openly. But if you think that the university is about something else, maybe pursuing a political agenda, and a lot of university faculty and, even more university administrators seem to think that that is the case, then your set of metrics is going to be totally different. You're going to say, yeah, the university is succeeding when it is pushing people to be, more invested in certain political causes or more invested in fighting for the oppressed. And we all know what that means, especially in kind of the academic milieu. So I would say, yeah, in general, though, a lot of university professors and a lot of the broader public are still invested in that classic, that classical mission to pursue truth, pursue excellence in teaching. And a lot of them can see that, yeah, when you implement a policy that says we need to take people who are in the unqualified list and rescue them out of that list so that our finalist slate is more diverse, that is saying that you're putting a less qualified person back into consideration on the basis of something other than excellence. And a lot of people would say, no, that is actually a violation of what the university is supposed to be. I would certainly say that, and I think a lot of professors, even progressive professors, would actually agree with that. Even though there are some people who would say, yes, this is exactly what we should be doing, there's, I think, a growing consensus that that's not actually the case, or that at least these policies, even if people disagree with the way the Trump administration or conservative governors are going after them, they would say that these policies need to be reconsidered because we've lost sight of the purpose of the university.
So, John, with about 30 seconds left here, what's a key lesson that we can kind of take away from the research that you've done?
I think one of the lessons that's really fascinating in this piece is just that a lot the rise of the social justice university didn't just happen because there were a lot of ideologues, people who were committed to a certain ideology. It happened because people took hold of power. They had certain tools that granted them power. And I think that reformers need to grapple with the fact that if universities are going to be reformed, that is also going to come in one way or another through power. And that's a dynamic that's often overlooked.
Well, John, I appreciate your piece on this, and I appreciate you spending some time with us today just to put a little bit more color on this and actually get into a little more detail. So thanks for taking the time.
Thank you so much.
That is John Seiler. He's the Director of Higher Education Policy and a Senior Fellow at the Manhattan Institute. You know, I'm glad that Mike Kehoe has come in and said, hey, we're going to get rid of this DEI stuff. And I think we need to get back to, and I think we're seeing a movement across the country by and large, maybe not at education institutions necessarily, but I think we're getting back to the folks of, hey, I want to have the most qualified workforce that I can have, and I want to have the most qualified staff that I can have to turn out the best product. And I think we could all agree if there's one place we need that more than anything, it's in education. That's definitely one of those places we need to be. We are going to talk to a guy who actually started his career in education, Steve Ellman. He is the St. Charles County executive, has been for 19 years. Believe it or not, he started out as a history teacher. He would probably have a lot of thoughts on this particular subject. We're going to talk to him about Missouri Senate Bill 3, which is something you're going to want to know about on the other side of this break. It's Mike Elam sitting in for Mark Reardon today as the rain moves out of our area, hopefully quickly, on 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.